Hey.
Hello.
What's up?
What's going on?
Welcome to Lady and the Harlot podcast. I'm Dagna.
I'm Cheryl.
And welcome to another lovely episode.
Yes. Welcome back.
So,
what is so?
We're coming towards the end of the year.
Yes. Time goes by fast, right?
Yeah. And we started this podcast back in March.
Mm-hmm.
Freaking amazing to see and just feel the transformation of this, where it started, when it started, and where we're at right now.
Right. Because when we started, we was having issues.
Oh, we still got issues, just on a whole nother level.
Yeah, that's so true. Very right? true.
So
we have issues in the men department.
Yes. Yep.
An issue I didn't really have when we started.
Right? It was an issue that you were like craving for. I want to be in a relationship. I'm looking for, you went from looking for Henry Cavill to like,
yeah.
Now you know.
I was just getting out of a relationship around that time, technically. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, I just gotten out. So mm-hmm. It was, you know.
Yeah.
And now it's just, I'm single, but mingling.
That's right.
I don't even know what the fuck you want to call it, to tell you the truth.
You're not mingling with no one.
No, I'm not. I'm mingling with one person.
Yeah, you're right dabbling. Now. You're dabbling. That's not mingling. That's dabbling.
I can mingle.
You can mingle. You choose not to for now.
No, for right now.
For exactly. Right now.
Yes.
Yeah, and I'm still the same.
As the world turns.
Right? We need like one of those like soap opera like novella,
I know,
tragedy type music that we can play when we talk about this shit.
You should still be a reality TV show, mm-hmm. like following the days of life. Oh my of God. Dagna and Cheryl.
Follow me into the
most
city.
Drama. The most drama would be with Dagna. Really, mine would be very simple. Like, oh, this is so boring.
Yeah, right. I mean, I actually go out into the world, so my day is. I talk to Cheryl every morning, and she hears the crazies that stand around me. So it's just very
some
amusing.
Crazy shit.
Yes, very amusing.
Yeah.
So, this week's topic, we're gonna talk about living in denial.
Yes, which I'm sure, unfortunately, there's a lot of people out there who are still stuck in denial, not admitting to themselves the truth.
Yeah, they're like, oh, everything is wonderful. Everything is great. Everything is awesome.
Yeah, you know, I would continue that, but I kind of lost myself.
Good. I'm glad.
You know me. I follow along.
Yeah.
Yeah, but people do think that. And it's funny, you know. So when we talk about denial, it's a broad, vast, you know, it could be denial in terms of what you want sexually, partner, just life in general. You fucking living and just walking through denial, like, you know, in terms of just life and what you want, you know, just
saying to yourself that you're not in love with your ex.
Yeah, just, you know, it just goes across the board.
Forward.
Yeah. So, you know, I think there's a part of us that's somewhat in denial.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Hence why we kind of go through these cycles of repeat, even though we don't want to.
Oh, my God. Cheryl sent me this meme of these two old ladies. It's so fucking funny. So these two old ladies are on scooters that you like push with your foot. Mm-hmm. They're on a grassy hill. Obviously, it's not going to roll down the hill. You're going to fall flat on your face.
Right.
So it says me and my best friend on our way to making bad decisions.
Yes. So I sent that to her. I'm like, we're on our way to make bad decisions together because clearly we're making bad decisions.
Yes. We're in a whirlwind of fuck right now.
Yeah. I'm yes. Mm-hmm. Technically.
Yeah.
You know, here we want better for ourselves. We want to be in a loving, committed relationship.
Healthy. Healthy. Yes.
Relationship. And here we're in the opposite of that.
Mm-hmm.
Back
and,
again.
And it's and I know it's a thing of comfort and familiarity.
Yeah.
You know, it's familiar to us. It shouldn't be, but it is.
Yeah. I think for me, it's just, I think I started paying attention. I guess it's more of a cycle, you know?
What do you mean?
I mean, a cycle for me because I'm noticing.
What is your cycle?
I think for me, when I'm really into somebody, like I'm like,
You're all in.
Yeah, I'm all in. And then, you know, once I start to realize where the relationship is at some point, you know, when two people really, one person really starts to vocalize where they want to be at more so than the other, then it's like me having to take steps back, which is very difficult because that should have been laid out from the beginning, for me, you know, at least. So,
but now, they didn't even know that, or maybe they were aware and they did the whole, well, I'm aware of what I want and where I want to be and who I want to be with.
Right.
However, I don't want to hurt this person's feelings. So let me see where this goes.
And I think that's what it was really. Mm-hmm. So that's, yeah.
And that's
another form of denial.
Yep.
You know,
and that's what I said. That's a huge mistake.
Yeah. Because then here I am and I'm trying my best to not have the feelings involved, because I could easily detach, but it's hard to detach when you've gotten to a certain place. So I tend to catch myself, you know, but then I'm still kind of doing the same things as I was prior to. So that's what I mean by a cycle. Here I am trying to put forth the effort to do this and to do that, you know, and I shouldn't be doing that. I should be backing the fuck up, I guess it's the sex. There we go. I said it. It's the sex. The more you know. You know, because it's hard. You know, sex is not everything.
No, it's not.
But it's a huge factor for me in a relationship. Well, everybody's different.
No, it is. Like I said, it's an exchange of energy.
Yeah.
It's intimacy. It's an exchange of energy. And, you know, if you're in that place of like wanting something more, right? And then this person is showing those things and being thoughtful and all of that.
Right.
They're just pulling on your heartstrings and messing with you emotionally.
Right.
And it's so funny because our situations right now are actually really similar.
They're parallel.
They're very similar.
I don't understand what the fuck is up with that shit.
All right, and I'm going to explain. And you see it, right?
And it's in different ways. Like, you know, it's in different forms. Like, you know, like the blocks are shaped a little bit differently, but the scenarios is somewhat similar.
The same.
It's like so weird.
I'm the ex and you are you and daddy and hero are the same.
Yeah. Yes.
That's what I mean.
Right. So you're the ex who he can't let go of, but he's seeing somebody else. And here I am, the new one.
The new one, right.
And he can't let go of the ex, even though the ex is not in the picture anymore.
We don't know that.
I don't think it is. I don't think, you know.
You never know.
You're right. You never know.
You never fucking know.
I don't think she is. I think she removed herself a long time ago. And
I need to be her. I need to be her fully.
And
because it's odd.
Yeah. Know? I think, you know, he left it at that, you know, because of the situations before. So there's no communication or anything like that, I believe. Because I think if she was, he wouldn't be really talking to me. I mean, I don't think so. I don't think he's one to do that just because he wasn't like that in his own marriage. You know what I mean?
People change.
People do change, but that's how I
never really for the better sometimes.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Unfortunately.
I mean, his choices pertaining to how things were between him and I were not the best in terms of how he handled it. That I will say. Maybe that's just me being in denial about the situation. Who really knows? But at the end of the day, we're not together, so to speak. So it just is what it is at this point. I don't know. So it's, you know, but I guess it's a sense of denial and hoping that maybe, you know, the thing with him and I is that sexually there's just this connection that him and I have. And that's hard to find in somebody else that that instantly you just click with like that.
Yeah.
And because he fits, like he checks all the boxes. And it's like, fuck, why do you have to check all the boxes? And then here, this section is just, you know. So now, you know, I said to him, I was just like, after the last situation of him doing what he did that I spoke about in the last, you know, previous episodes, of just kind of deciding to, since he doesn't, he, before he didn't know how to be vocal. Mm-hmm. So the way he, not vocal or didn't
expressive.
Know. Yeah. Didn't know how to express what he was feeling to me. So the way of him expressing was to kind of like cut me off and I guess figure shit out, which is the wrong way to handle shit. Mm-hmm. You just don't freaking cut somebody off and say, okay, you know, because obviously other people's feelings are involved.
Yeah.
So you have to not only think about yourself, you got to think about the person that you're possibly hurting.
Right.
If you want to quote unquote say that you care, because mm-hmm. you don't care about somebody and do some shit like that.
Right.
But, you know, obviously we're just in a space right now and I've accepted that, or at least I'm trying to accept the fact of us just being where we are right now.
But you still have that part about you that feels that.
Yeah, I do.
That
I do.
Hopefulness of that it's going to come around and become the thing that you want it to be.
I don't know. Like, I guess it's a small portion of me. Yeah, that does. Mm-hmm. Because I do care mm-hmm. about him, you know, and my feelings did start to go deep for this person at some point. So now it's like me pulling back. And I'm trying my best to, anytime I feel that thing, I try to like check myself, which right. I really shouldn't have to do, but I have to, yeah. because in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, is he going to do this shit again? And if he does, I need to be mentally prepared for it mm-hmm. where it's not going to fucking fuck with me. Like how it did the
first time.
Yeah.
That was pretty bad.
Yeah. It really fucked with me. So I'm trying to like keep myself in like
neutral.
Know. Yeah. I'm trying to do my best to do that. Mm hmm. But yeah. in the meantime, I'm just going with the flow. At least trying my best to go with the flow.
Right. Same with me. I'm trying to go with the flow.
Right.
It's just a whirlwind. It's just so fucking messed up.
Right. But, you know, we all go through denials. And, you know.
What is your confession of denial?
My confession of denial.
This is my confession. I didn't get anybody pregnant. I know that.
Yeah, I confession that, you know, our denial is kind of very similar in terms of our situations, mm-hmm. you know,
yeah.
just not really accepting the situation for what it is, because it's kind of black and white, mm-hmm. you know,
yeah.
but we want to hope that there's some color that's going to come pop up in the middle.
Yeah, you it's know? So weird because, I mean, like I said, I had a very long relationship with this person mm-hmm. and to just throw it away like nothing. You know, and it's funny because he keeps saying, oh, well, you broke up with me and you were, I'm only doing what you wanted. And it's like, no, I know what I wanted. I kept telling you what I wanted.
Right.
And he really wasn't trying to hear me and work on it.
Right.
You know, so it kind of left me in a place of like, these are my options.
Right.
So
your option was just to up and
leave.
Yeah.
You know, and we have some deep rooted feelings for each other mm-hmm. and it's like a connection that I can't even explain or describe. And everybody's like, you guys are so odd. Like you guys, I love seeing you guys together. I get the, I love seeing you guys together. And then I get the, you guys are so toxic together. And it's like, no shit. I know.
Right.
I know.
Right. I understand when you have that connection with somebody that's the hard part to break mm-hmm. away from, because you don't think you can find that with anybody else
mm-hmm. and everybody else sees it for me. They're like, oh, you deserve so much better, you deserve someone better,
yeah,
somebody better is going to come along and all of that.
Everybody says that, and yeah. somebody, you know, I do believe somebody eventually comes around, but it's mm-hmm. just the whole process of waiting for that person to come around.
I'm more patient than you.
Yeah, I have like zero patience. Yeah.
You're like, when is he coming around? When is Henry Cavill going to ring my bell?
Yeah, well, I don't believe Henry Cavill is going to ring my bell.
If you ring,
ring my bell.
I knew it.
You know I'm going to sing.
Every song.
Yeah, any song that has like any words that kind of go along.
Trigger a song.
It. Yeah, it kind of like, you know, just mm-hmm. is what it is. But yeah. So, you know, there's a lot of people that we also kind of know that mm-hmm. are kind of in denial about their shit.
Yes.
So, I would say this, you know, we were in marriages, you know, and mm-hmm. I think for us, we kind of knew that we knew when it was done for us. You know, we didn't sugarcoat shit. Nope. We didn't like say, you know, you know, it was just pretty much over because there was a lack thereof within our own marriage, in our relationship. So unfortunately we did dip out. Yep. which is not the best. I wouldn't say, you know, for anybody to do that. The best way to handle shit if you're not happy and you're not getting along with somebody is just to freaking, like, both of you part ways and hopefully, you know, you meet somebody who's going to be more to your liking. Mm-hmm. But there are some people who choose to stay in that.
Yes.
And in the interim of that, they stay. I know some people who stay and they pretend like, oh, my marriage is so great.
It's perfect.
Oh, but I'm fucking this bitch over here.
Right. Yes, I love my wife.
I love her so much. I love all my,
she's amazing. She's amazing.
But I'm fucking somebody else.
I want to fuck someone else. Yeah.
So, you know, that's the part of denial that I mean. And there's a lot of, unfortunately, there's a lot of people who are going, dealing with shit like that.
Yeah.
And my thing is, you can't say that you're happy. Mm. And this person is great that you're married to, because if that person was great that you was married to, you wouldn't be fucking the next person.
Right. Or even looking to or making plans to.
Right. You wouldn't be doing that. So at the end of the day, it's about really keeping it real with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Owning your own shit.
Right.
Okay.
Keeping it 100.
Exactly.
I want to believe that there's the one out there and the guy is going to be fucking amazing and phenomenal and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't help but feel the way I do because of what I've seen growing up.
Right.
These men and it's just so easy for them to just
dip out,
go with the next one. Oh, yeah. This person's showing me attention. I'm going to go with that.
Right.
Forget about the person that has been there since day one, who has had your back.
Right.
Help you build your business.
Right.
And continues to help building your business.
Right.
And you're saying you have a crush on me and you're fucking married.
Isn't that sad?
You know, or
I know it pisses me off.
You know, and I'm so tired of the married guys. The married guys hitting on me, the guys who are saying they're in this, you know, my girlfriend's so wonderful. I love my fucking girlfriend.
And then they're on social media. And then their wives on social media. Mm-hmm. Like, oh my God, look at my husband. He's so great.
Yes.
And it's like, sweetie, if you only fucking knew. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, and it's sad because I feel for those women.
I do.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants to know that, you know, their husband is cheating on them or vice versa.
Or their boyfriend.
Yeah, boyfriend is cheating on them. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to know that because that breaks, you know, especially when you're head over heels in love for this person. It hurts.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
You know, but it's fucked up on that person's end to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just be real. Like if somebody's not fucking doing something for you to satisfy you, fucking speak up and say it.
Yes.
Instead of going someplace else, mm-hmm. especially if that person really has had your back, mm-hmm. and has been supportive and been there for you through thick and thin, because there's those women who are like that, mm-hmm. you know, guarantee you, you're probably not going to find another person like that.
I mean, look at the devil.
Yes.
And his situation.
Yes. Oh, my devil.
Your devil. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So yeah. It's so weird with that situation. I was in a relationship all the way, you know, back in the day, and even after my marriage ended with this person, and you know, he's married,
mm-hmm.
you know, so was I at the time, you know, but obviously I couldn't take it anymore. So I just, you know, took myself out of that, you know, situation. You know, the funny part with that is that I was with him at the time when he cheated, you know, on me with her.
Mm-hmm.
Funny as that shit is. So it's ironic, you know, but you know, now I've separated myself from him, cut him, you know, I couldn't deal with that. So that's been, he's been out of the
it's
picture
amazing
for,
that took,
for a while.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing that it was like 20 years.
Yeah.
Of stuff.
Yeah.
With this person.
On and off.
Yeah.
You know, hence probably why he's thinking, okay, maybe I can get back in. But it's not going to happen. Like
that ship has sailed.
Yeah, it has. When you put my life in jeopardy, not mm-hmm. once, but twice. Mm-hmm. No,
mm-hmm.
I can't. Like it's dead. There's no, you know, bringing it back to life.
Right.
Dead, buried in the ground. That's it. Mm-hmm. you know, and it's funny that now he keeps texting me. And he texts me every so often, you know, just to say what's up. And I don't
block.
It's
been a lot more lately.
Yeah, a lot more. And he'll text, you know, saying, I miss you. I love you. I don't know how I messed, I'm sorry for the things that I did. Yeah. And, you know, and it's like, you're married.
Why don't you work on your marriage?
Yeah, you're married. Like, yeah, now I'm divorced, you know? So I can be free to do whatever I want, but you're still married at the end of the day.
And that woman has stayed with him through thick and thin.
And is clueless, really. Mm-hmm. And even if she has an inkling, she's not going to.
Well, she's living in denial.
Yeah, you're right. She's 100% denial.
Yeah, like. I don't know how
I wouldn't be okay with my husband leaving at all different sorts of times of the night and me not asking him any questions.
Right.
You know, because that's just how it is.
It's like if I don't ask, it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
If I don't see it, it doesn't exist.
Yeah, me seeing him on the phone at different hours of the night, talking to somebody. Well, who are you talking to?
Right.
Never.
Right.
Because I've been on the phone with him all different types of the night, and then I would hear her walk in. She would never ask anything. Mm-hmm. It's like he picked a fucking winner,
right?
A winner who's ain't gonna fucking be in his shit. Like, she fucking knows the place. I'm just gonna stay here, pretend like nothing is going on.
My marriage is perfect.
Yes,
we have the two
knows,
kids.
She knows that it's not perfect. She's well aware that it's not perfect, but she's just in her own denial, as if she doesn't want to fucking rock the boat. She'd rather be with him and just deal with the bullshit than not. I guess not to be
right.
You know, and that's a lot of women. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of men too, men and women. We fucking all.
I know. It's funny because so myself and my ex have met up a few times since like last week, and you know, when we get together, it's how we were when we were friends, and not how we were as boyfriend and girlfriend couple. It's more so like how we were when we first met,
right?
And I just look at him, and we're just looking at each other, and I'm like, how did we fuck this up? You know, and he's like, I don't know.
Lack of communication.
Oh, yeah. Definitely lack of communication. Like, I needed fucking clear. Like, I always say, dumb it the fuck down.
Right.
You're feeling something. What is it? Just talk to me.
Right.
So it's. I don't even know what I want to do. You know,
it's confusing because I'm confused. I don't even know what you want to do, because one minute is one way, next minute it's like I'm lost right now.
Right.
Like, and which way you want to go when it comes down to all of this.
Mm-hmm. I want him in my life. I do. I can't picture the rest of my life without him in it in some way, shape or form.
Right.
You know, I know that we both are not ready for anything serious.
Right. Because he's still doing his own thing.
Yeah, well, he already jumped into another relationship.
Right. But it's not like, it's not solid.
No, it's not. But,
you know.
But it's.
But it's the thing, you know.
It's, yeah, it's a thing.
Yeah, I get
it. So it's like, I don't, like I had told him, I think I've been ready for a serious relationship, because I've been longing for a serious relationship for a very long time. However, I can't entertain that just yet, because I still have to work through things that I never worked through before.
Right.
Which was, like I said, ending my marriage, right? And then whatever happened with he and I.
Right.
I want us to get back to a place where we can actually talk and build from there. And if a relationship is meant to be from that, then it'll happen with a stronger foundation.
Right. I know everybody who knows you and him are like, here we go again.
Here we go again. Episode 134.
Yes. Here we go. The roller coaster goes back around to start.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
But like I said, I'm taking things day by day.
Right.
I'm not with anybody.
As we say, we're going down the hill together, making bad decisions. Yes.
Girl, hand me that scooter with only one wheel. Let me roll myself down this grassy hill, because I'm going down in a blaze of glory.
We don't recommend anybody to make bad decisions
yes.
along with us, because we're really here to try to
sway that, you from that.
Yes.
I tell this to a lot of kids that I work with. Like, look, I've done the bullshit work so that you guys don't have to do it.
Right.
I've already fucked up my life. I've made decisions. This is the outcome. I've come to report my findings.
Right.
Just so you guys don't have to go through that.
Right. You know, because this is the downside of the decisions that we make.
We're still single.
That's not only the result. Are we still single, that's the but result. Then also our kids are seeing.
Yes.
Seeing it.
Yes.
You know, and that's the downside because I'm going to be honest. I my kids see the situation. They know the situation with this person. Mm-hmm. With who you call daddy. Mm-hmm. And they don't like it. Mm-hmm. You do like it.
No. Nope.
Just like the situation with you. Mm-hmm. And no,
my son, your son doesn't like it.
And I don't like it. Yeah. You know, but here we go. You know, and it's just, you know, I think the whole situation with that is just, I don't even know. It's hard.
Mm-hmm. It's people like, oh, just walk away.
It's just not that easy.
Leave it alone. And I'm like, it's easier said than done.
Yeah.
You know, like when you're in it, it's difficult.
Right.
When you're on the outside, it's like, oh, well, just do this. Or I would have done that. Well, you can't say what you would have done or what you would do because you were not in it.
Right.
And people are in no place to say that because they end up in shit that they shouldn't even be in.
Right.
And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, well, what happened? I thought you said that this is what you would have done. And now you're not. So what changed?
Right.
That's what I said. People, that whole, oh, well, I would do this or well, I would have done that.
Everybody goes through their own shit.
Right.
You know?
And it was funny because someone had asked me a question. I'm trying to remember who the fuck asked me. And they were asking me pretty much like what, you know, oh, if this happened, what would you do? Or what would you say? And it's like, I can't answer that because I honestly don't know. I have never had that situation present itself to me. You know? Right. So if all I could speak on is what has happened,
right?
How I feel, because those are my feelings and I own those. Mm-hmm. I can't speak about how I'm going to react or what I would do in something that hasn't happened.
Right.
So it's not fair or right to ask somebody that, you know, you could say, oh, well, I would say this. And then that shit shows itself and you say something totally different.
Right.
So that's why I'm like, no, I can't even answer that because it hasn't even happened. I don't know.
Right. I don't know. It's crazy.
Yep.
It's just a whirlwind of emotions.
Oh, is that for the cue for me to play emotional roller coaster?
No.
Well, I was like, because I don't have it ready.
No. Even though everybody has a soundtrack to their life, but it's just, not only when it comes down to relationships and wanting to be with this person or that person, but it's also sexual too. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody, we've spoke about kinks and stuff like that when comes down to it. So there's a lot of things that people are into and they're not being vocal, especially with their partner.
Yeah.
And they suppress it in the sense of the word. And
then they live in denial saying that everything is okay.
Yes. That too, yes. At the end of the day, I think everybody should just be free to be who they want to be and be with somebody who's going to accept you for those things.
Right.
But to sit back, hence why I think why we're in the situations, because you're with somebody, or you're not technically with somebody, but the person that you used to be with, your ex, he accepts and knows all of you.
Mm-hmm.
And that in itself, and same thing vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
And that in itself is hard to find where this person knows all of you.
I know what
you know everything. And both you into everything sexual, you know, mm-hmm. together. So both you get each other mm-hmm. on that level, which is hard. Mm-hmm. When other people are not, they don't have that. Hence their relationships are, you know, they're living in denial, saying, well, I'm settling for this, you know, because, you know, can't get any better.
Yeah.
But at least she's good.
She's nice.
Yeah, I got 75%. Even though the other percentage is lacking. Mm-hmm. And here you're unhappy because either this person is not fulfilling you sexually. There's certain things that's not being done within the relationship. Mm-hmm. You know, there's things that you want to do that this person doesn't want to do or that's not into. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's just like, it's, you know, and then you kind of go into a sense of denial where you just settle, mm-hmm. which is a form of, you know, denial, just settling and just going with the flow and just saying, okay, well, this is what it is.
And I'm okay.
And I'm okay.
Yeah.
I can honestly say for me, I'm not okay.
I'm not okay.
I can't. In my relationship, I'm not okay.
I tried that. I can't.
I'm not okay. I click with this person on a sexual level, but then there's other aspects that I'm just not okay with, even though it's like I'm trying to make myself okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm fully aware and coherent of everything. You know, I'm not in fucking denial about it. I think I'm just in denial in terms of hoping that things will turn.
Yeah.
You know, being the hope part, you know?
Do you think so?
I'm hoping there's a part of me that's hoping as time goes on, mm-hmm. that, you know, and the more we connect, the more we hang out together, that maybe he will see that.
He'll come around.
Yeah, he'll let go. Because at some point you have to let go, mm-hmm. you know? It's not like the person is still around, like
wanting to work it out or anything.
Yeah, exactly. At some point you have to let go and then see what is in front of you. Mm-hmm. So if this person is accepting you, all of you, mm-hmm. you know, sexually, your everything that you want to do,
your flaws,
everything that it may be a negative to somebody, this other person is accepting fully.
Right.
Why wouldn't you want to see where things can go?
Mm-hmm. Like, you know, they always say relationships are not easy and they're work.
Right.
And they are. So this right here, this episode that you're going through with him.
Right.
Excuse me, I think is, I'm hoping that this is the downside.
Right.
And that you can work through it to something good.
Right. Because it's still technically new. Yeah. You know,
it's only like 2 months.
I'm not, no, it's
been 3 months or something like that.
Yeah.
Let's start in September.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it just got to like the 3 month mark.
Yeah. So it's still new. So I'm not going to expect things to be like mm-hmm. in this great place. Now, some people do get there fairly early. I think he did, you know, his past relationships, mm-hmm. which kind of makes me feel like, okay, what is it with me? Why he can't allow himself to get to that point,
right,
with me? Question mark, you know. Yeah. But I can't, we're all different, mm-hmm. you know, and I do honestly feel when you fall for somebody so quickly, so fast, mm-hmm. it never works out, mm-hmm. hence what has happened to him. And I do feel like when you spend time and you gradually like start to develop feelings and things, you know, go along, that maybe that's a possibility of things may or may not. Who really knows? I can't predict the future. Mm-hmm. But I guess, you know, as I said, I'm going with the flow. So we'll see.
Right.
At least I'm doing my best to do so.
You want your turn on the one wheel scooter now?
Me making my bad decisions going down the hill. I told you we're doing it together. That's why I said that to you. That's why I said we're doing it together. And as I said, I don't want nobody else to make the same mistakes that we're making, you know, mm-hmm. because in reality, it's just really not easy. But we're human at the end of the day, mm-hmm. you know, and when your emotions get involved, it is very difficult.
Yeah. So I don't know. Like I said, we'll see what happens. Mm-hmm. I think he and I are pretty much in like a neutral space right now, which is pretty cool.
Right.
We're able to talk. Mm-hmm. We've always been able to talk. I just don't know why he thinks that he can't talk to me, but
right.
We've always been able to talk. He knows that I've always had his back.
Right.
So, you know, if he says, "Hey, I want to talk," fine. Mm-hmm. You know, but just stop wasting my time and just be real with me and tell me what the fuck do you want from me?
Right. I agree. You know, at the end of the day,
yeah.
just be forthcoming and be honest about it.
Yeah.
Honesty is the best policy.
That's what they said. Who the fuck came up with that?
But it is. Rather than fucking bullshitting, you know, the person, fucking be real and be honest and be vocal. That's the best way.
Right.
Like, at the end of the day.
Like if you want to say like, oh, I don't want to be in a relationship with you. I just want to sleep with you.
At least you're being honest.
At least you're being honest.
You're not fucking toying with somebody's emotions.
Right. You know, you're saying you want something. You do want something solid. But, you know, and that but just devalues that first statement.
Right.
I also feel that if this person just wants to have sex with me, it's kind of tarnished in a way of like, because...
That's what I'm kind of doing now. I'm just
having sex. Hey. I know you are.
Yeah, that's what I'm kind of doing now, to tell you the truth.
I just feel I deserve better than that. I deserve I deserve more and better than that. And I think the reason that it just does not sit.
I'm just a horn dog.
I am too. But it doesn't sit right with me because he's been hoeing around.
Right. Yeah.
So what? I'm just like these other women that you're fucking around with? No, I'm not. I'm better than that. You know that.
Right. Of course.
You know, and I have a certain class about myself that does not add up. They can't even reach my level of fucking class.
Right.
You know,
I get it.
You're messing with pretty much quote unquote girls, not women. Girls,
right?
They don't have their shit together. They're fucking psychotic. They got posters on their wall like they're fucking teenagers. They don't even have their own place, or they do have their own. Yeah, yeah. So it's like you're like, this is what you're attracted to, and you keep fucking around with this, and then here I am.
That's interesting.
I have my own place. I have a really good job. I have my wits about me. I'm able to talk to you,
right,
and be logical and step away and like really evaluate shit for what it is.
Right.
You know, like he was questioning me and asking me about the guy that I had seen or was seeing.
Right.
I'm going to change his name. The only reason, so it's funny, I never explained why I was going to call him Mr. Epic, is because my son heard his name and thought his name was Epic.
Right.
It wasn't, but because he's
not epic.
I'm going to call him Mr. Basket Case because he's fucking crazy. So when I was seeing Mr. Basket
straight
Case,
up.
Yeah, straight up. Yeah. When I was seeing Mr. Basket Case for, you know, it was like a 2 week span or something like that. You know, my ex really thought that, you know, me and this guy were like doing all these great things and da da da. And this is him living in his head instead of just talking to me.
Ask questions.
Ask me.
Yes.
Are you seeing somebody else? How's it going? What is your plan?
Right.
What do you want to do? Are you completely over me? Do you still love me? None of that stuff was talked about.
Yeah, he doesn't know how to.
No, because he was already planting a seed with someone else and fucking around with her emotions.
Right.
You know, there was no, I think that he really was done, you know, and then used his actions so that I can get to the point of just kind of being like, okay, well, what are we doing?
Right.
And if you don't want to work on this, then you're leaving me no choice than to just leave and drop everything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to do that.
Right.
You know, but I had put it out there with Mr. Basket Case of like, I just got out of something serious. Right. I do want something serious, but I just got out of something serious. Right. I want us to get to know each other, and I want to, and let's see where this goes.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, he showed his crazy and I was like, no, fuck that. I'm not dealing with this.
Right.
I don't have time.
Everybody should have a little bit of crazy. I got crazy. My crazy is, you're not fucking talking to me?
Let me blow up your phone. Let me try to get my best friend to call you. Yeah, no.
Listen, it's not that bad, okay? But yeah.
I'm just looking at her like, are you fucking kidding me? It is that bad.
Listen, I always say there's two things about me that I'm fully aware of.
I know. I make
very clear to everybody. I'm impatient. That's actually more than one. That's one. What's the other one?
Impatient.
I'm impatient.
Yes.
That's just what it is. You're just impatient.
Yeah.
You know, that's, you know.
You can never watch a movie. If you've seen a movie before her, if you've seen a movie before Cheryl, do not tell her because then she'll be like, what happens next? So did this happen? So what happens? And it's like, just enjoy the fucking movie.
You and daddy are in the same boat when it comes down to that. He don't want to tell me
so
shit.
It's so annoying.
Like, just fucking tell me.
No.
I just want to know.
No. And then you even ask me if it's a movie I've never seen. I'm like, how the fuck do I know? I'm watching it with you. It's unbelievable her amount of impatientness.
Yeah, I'm impatient. Even though I should just chill and relax.
Yes.
I'm sometimes just like
high strung.
Yeah.
You remember?
I'm like that in the bedroom too.
Come on, where you gonna get me off? God damn it.
No, I'm not like that to that degree.
Are you gonna do this or what? Are you gonna go down on me or what?
Just imagine if I was like that for real.
I don't know. Oh, I do know. I was only in the room once, but I'm just but yeah, no, you weren't like that. Thank God.
No.
Cause I would have been like, okay, you know what? You're getting dressed.
Like, I can't deal with this impatientness.
But are you gonna fucking come deal with me at work? You spending too much time on her over there. Just imagine if I did that shit.
I'm so sorry, guys.
Oh, God.
Yeah, she's really impatient.
Okay, let's get back on track.
Living in denial. Yeah.
Yeah. This is, oh, he's another one who's living in denial. We forgot about him.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Him and his wife.
Yes. Scottie Pippen.
So-called wife.
Celia Cruz. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's
so bad.
He knows how crazy she is and kept voicing how he didn't like it. He didn't like how controlling she was.
But there were certain aspects with her that he liked.
Right.
You know, in terms of her, you know, being focused with career wise.
Yes.
And that's about it.
You're right. Exactly.
Career wise. But
and
when I think, it came down think, to and, everything
and,
else.
And what's funny is he's comparing that to his ex. And his ex was his cousin. And his cousin did not like to ride elevators or take trains. And that's majority of New York City.
Yeah, she had mental issues.
Yeah, so she had jobs where her jobs were not going to go anywhere.
Right.
So he was comparing that, who he married or who he ended up marrying to his cousin / ex.
Which is so fucking weird.
And he's like, oh, well, she's very career oriented and driven. Yeah. Okay, good.
That's about it.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. She's controlling. I don't like how controlling she is. She, you know, is very pushy. And it's like, okay, so then.
There was just a lack thereof that he never voiced to her because he was afraid to voice it, which is so fucking weird.
Yeah.
You know?
And so now he's married to her.
He's fucking stuck in that.
Yeah.
That shit.
Yeah. Anyway.
And that don't get any easier as time goes on. Mm-hmm. But again, people, denial. You suppress one aspect and just like try to heighten the other areas,
things, yeah,
you know,
so that you can somewhat think or feel that you're living the 100% good life that you want when you really aren't.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I forgot about him too. That was funny though.
Yeah, maybe he'll be at the reunion.
He won't. He hasn't responded.
I know. I'm just saying it. I already know she's not gonna allow that shit.
Yeah,
especially if it's you and I.
Oh yeah.
Hell no.
Well, you remember he doesn't double dip, so
yeah. And he actually does.
Oh my God. Well,
you know, us and our sexual escapades. Back
it,
in the day.
You make it like my sexual escapades are plentiful. They're not.
Mine isn't either. They used to be.
Not anymore.
They used to be. We're kind of basic right now, even though we don't want to be basic bitches, but shit is kind of basic right now, unfortunately. Well, it can be lively.
Oh, yeah.
With the person I'm dealing with and the person that you're, you know, it can get to that point.
Well, what do you mean? Get to what point?
It can get to that
level. What point is that? What level is that, though?
You know what I'm talking about.
No, what?
Just in general, like, you know, it can get lively.
Lively?
In terms of our sexual escapades, that's what I mean. Like,
you being like sexually open? I'm confused.
I'm just talking about just sex in general. Damn, Dagna. Like,
what?
I'm just talking about sex in general.
Oh.
In terms of our experiences with the person that you were with. Because I have to kind of correct myself. Mm-hmm. And then the person that I'm dealing with, who's very open-minded.
Yeah.
Which is what I like.
Mm-hmm.
Open-mindedness.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to explore.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens in the weeks and months to come.
Yes, because as we said, you're on this journey with us, this crazy whirlwind of a journey that we're freaking on.
I hope that this episode was somewhat of an escape for you.
So you can kind of know about what's going on with our bullshit.
Which is so funny because it's like I watch like 90 Day Fiancé.
Right.
And it's such a dumb, stupid show. But I watch it so that I don't have to think about my fucked up life.
Yeah, because doesn't everybody's fucked up.
Yeah, everybody's going through some shit.
Yeah, everybody's going through some shit.
Or drama, and I'm just like, yeah, no, let me watch these people and see their fucked up stuff for the for the next 90 minutes, just so I don't have to think about my shit.
Right. Yeah, everybody's going through something. It's just different levels of it, actually. I think our levels are pretty subtle compared to some others. But needless to say, you know, we don't want you going through the shit that we're going through.
Yeah. So please, I hope you guys took notes. Yeah. Like I always say, take notes. You are not alone.
Yeah.
Reach out to us.
Reach out and touch someone.
Right. Reach out and touch someone. We love phone calls, but we're not giving you our numbers.
Yeah. Reach out and touch somebody's hand. Make this world a better place.
Oh, God.
If you can.
Lady in the Harlot hotline. Hi, you reached Lady in the Harlot. This is Dagna. How can I help you? Cheryl will be like, I'm not answering you. Who the fuck is this? She'll see the numbers. And me, I'm like, hello. All friendly. Hi. Oh, my God. Anyway, if you want to reach out to us, it's best. Again, if you want to leave like a detailed message, it's better to email us at ladyintheharlot@gmail.com. Or you can go on our website, ladyintheharlot.com, to listen to all of our episodes. Buy some merch.
Yeah.
Leave a review. A positive one.
As I always say. Yeah.
So this wraps up another week of Lady and the Harlot podcast. I'm Dagna.
I'm Cheryl.
Thank you. And we'll see you next time, fuckers.
Bye.
Peace. All the good girls go to her. All the good girls go to the girls.